good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, are we back? We are back. And do we have Dr. Philip D. Harvey, who is the person in charge of the University of Miami's Brain Fitness Pavilion, on the line?
Certainly do.
Awesome, Dr. Harvey. I've been waiting all day to talk to you. This is something that I think is really cool, and everything from these online games that they have on the internet to the books that you read. You know, it seems like everybody's getting on board, but what really works here?
Well, the stuff we're doing works. <'cause it's>
been, well, what are you doing?
It's been tested out in scientific studies. You described the brain HQ system. It's a system where you train your brain through exercise-oriented activities. There are six different domains that you described already. You basically tailor your own intervention, or we help you do it for you. And you work yourself about 45 minutes a day, 3 days a week. It's sort of like going to the gym for your brain.
Well, let me ask you this. Can I do it while I'm working out in the gym?
Well, actually, you can't, because it requires a little bit too much concentration. Because in order to really train your brain, you've got to be exerting maximal effort cognitively. And that involves using your hands and your eyes and some other stuff to actually make responses when we're actually training you.
Oh, how totally cool. And now this was all, this whole center was established by a gift from the Gaddis family from up in Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yes, absolutely. They gave us a very generous gift. It allowed us to buy our equipment, to decorate our facility, and to purchase our software licenses and offer the service at what I would consider a very attractive price, with several different treatment plans we can put together for people.
Wow, that sounds really, really cool. And people get this done where?
Well, you can come to our site, which is at 1625 Northwest 9th Avenue, right across the street from Bascom-Palmer. Or you can come in for a visit. We can teach you how to administer it to yourself, and you can do it at home.
Wow, this sounds like you're a full-service brain fitness pavilion.
Well, that's our goal. Our goal is to help people who need in-person assistance and do coaching with people who can do it on their own. You can come in, and I can see you for half an hour, and you can leave ready to train yourself at home after you buy software that costs you $100 for the year.
Gee, now let me ask you this. What if somebody's been identified as having dementia? Does your facility or some of your ancillary services help them at least stave it off for some time?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, some of these exercises have been shown to improve mild cognitive impairments. People with dementia use them. And we are located immediately adjacent to the Memory Disorders Clinic at the Center on Aging at UM. So we offer the possibility of getting a full-service assessment, pharmacological interventions, and the brain fitness training all in one package.
Wait a minute now, because that's my line. My line is, do you have doctors that cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? I'm supposed to say that, Doc.
Okay, well.
I guess I just did.
you sure did. And what happens is we set ourselves up in that location on purpose.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look like a classroom. It doesn't look like a clinic. It looks like Starbucks. When you come in, we've got a coffee machine. We have tables that you sit at. We give you a laptop, not a desktop. And you sit there and train yourself in a way that you would if you were checking your email at Starbucks, if you were someone who does that kind of thing.
Wow, that sounds really cool. And I know that people that have memory care, or at least cognitive impairment, I guess is the way to really talk about it, that sometimes they can be befuddled by unfamiliar surroundings. It sounds to me like you create a very, very comfortable and welcoming environment for folks.
We do that, and we also don't try to eliminate all distractions, however, because you want the situation to be realistic. You want to train yourself in an environment that's similar to where you're going to be functioning afterwards.
Whoa, well, and I got another question for you. How about something that people can do in the car? I know that you said that people have to focus and concentrate, but are there things that people can do in their car that help them stay fit, and I got to say it this way, calm and functional?
Well, you know, I would hate to suggest that. You know, there are some states that don't even let you talk on your cell phone in the car.
And that's not Florida, obviously.
That's pretty clear when you drive around here.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you know, the way the brain training works best is if you can devote your full attention to it. It's not that much time. It's not that stressful, and people find these games very engaging. even people with psychiatric problems find themselves able to get engaged and to participate in these games. So healthy people who are trying to get an edge have no problem with pushing themselves hard on these games.
Well, wait a minute. That's where we're talking to my audience now. Healthy people that are getting an edge. So you can actually help people perform better in their everyday lives and perhaps get an edge in the, I got to say it this way, job market?
Well, if you think about that, it makes perfect sense. I mean, these interventions have been shown to be broadly applicable and to work to lots of populations. A study was just published using this very same intervention that followed up healthy older people 10 years later. 10 years after spending 20 hours doing brain training, the differences between them and the group that got the inactive treatment were still detectable.
Wow.
10 years.
Wow. How about kids? Does this work for kids?
We are not sure if this intervention is best suited for attention deficit disorder. They're looking at that. There's less evidence collected. So I would have to say that it's worked in every population it's been tested in. Whether it works in ADHD has not been tested well enough for us to make a recommendation.
You know, I got to come over there and try this out, and we got to put that up on like Facebook and Twitter and stuff, because this sounds awesome, and it sounds like something that all my type A friends should know about.
Yes, because you can buy it, you can train yourself, and you can push yourself as hard as you want to.
Oh, my God, that means some of my friends are never going to get up from their computer.
That's true. That's true. There is a limit, and, you know, probably an hour a day, 5 days a week is where you start to get the maximum benefit.
Now, where can people – we've only got about a minute left, Doc, and I want to make sure you get the good information out there. How can people get an appointment and find out about the fee schedule?
I can give you a telephone number you can call, and someone will call you right back.
Okay. If people can remember that, let's give it out.
305-355-9080.
Okay. We're going to take a couple minutes, and the Brain Fitness Pavilion is located at, 1695 Northwest 9th. That's right over there by the aging and the other facilities they have over there, Bascom-Palmer, right?
It's right straight across the street from Bascom-Palmer, and we're on the third floor in suite 3202. We've got a big parking lot right around the corner from us, so you don't need to worry about parking. All you got to do is cross the street.
All right, and the number, the telephone number, once again, somebody will call them back, is?
305-355-9080.
Well,
and if anyone's looking for other information, they can look at my email address on our webpage, send me an email, and I answer all my emails.
Well, Dr. Philip D. Harvey, the head of the, I guess the Geddes Family Brain Fitness Pavilion might be the way to say it, huh?
It absolutely is. Thank
you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you on the show again. We'll be right back after this. Tarek Maddox, train yourself during the summer. Back after this. Take it away, Oscar.